This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two new laws that relate to state employee pensions.
Senate Bill 17
started as a correction to last year's Senate Bill 892, which made changes to certain guidelines for various retirement plans for public employees. Senator Gary Romine of Farmington sponsors Senate Bill 17, which relates to retired teachers.
This bill allows for retired teachers to teach at community colleges, which they've always been able to do in the past. But with the passage of 892, it put a burden on the retirement system, requiring the community colleges to pay into the system. It's costing community colleges around $400,000 a year. This is something that was not done prior to this. So this is a fix to identify community colleges being exempt from the program and be able for retired teachers to participate as adjunct professors at community colleges.
His proposal lost consent status in the Missouri House of Representatives, which means it could then be amended.
I couldn't help but wonder and ask, one of the issues that has been inundating my inbox is the school day forgiveness bill. I've got districts and teachers and parents and students even. My own daughter is calling me every day asking if we're going to get this bill passed. It looked like this might have been a vehicle. It's probably not included. I would have heard you said it. And have an emergency clause so the governor can sign it.
When Senate Bill 17 was back on the Missouri Senate floor on May 16th, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City was wanting to amend it further, which did not happen. Another measure that relates to public retirement is Senate Bill 185. Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau is sponsor.
This bill places the appropriate provision in both the EIRA and MHDC governing statutes, allows continued Moser's eligibility for employees, where MHDC was from 1967 for the last 52 years, and for EIRA since 1972, the last 47 years.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she believes teacher retirements are only a part of the package.
But remember, a few years ago, we lopped off $450 million from the top of the formula and said, we don't need that $450 million to call the formula fully funded. We're not even close to making up that difference in the budget from the cutbacks that we had years ago, even though we call the budget fully funded. And the reason I'm grateful that we call it fully funded is because then when we have extra dollars, they can be put into early childhood education, which we know is critical to a student's long-term success.
Both Senate Bill 17 and Senate Bill 185 will become law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.